Adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, you heard the story of O.P. Watts, the American who told Jungle Jim Bradley and Shanghai Lil that, against his wishes, his daughter Connie had married a young mining engineer named Bob McGuire, and that the two were determined to go into the jungle in search of the jewels of the great Genghis Khan. A short time later, Jim and Lil left to go to a small hotel where McGuire and Connie were staying. As they arrived at the hotel, the place burst into flames. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in The Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Jungle Jim Bradley and Bob McGuire are in the burning hotel attempting to force the door of the room which they believe is occupied by Bob's wife, Connie.
Connie! Connie, where are you?
Get back, McGuire. I'm going to smash that door down. Watch out now.
Connie! Connie, where are you? She's not here.
Come on, McGuire. There's no one in here. We've got to get out. We'll be trapped.
Oh, she must be here somewhere. I left her here a few minutes ago.
Connie! Come back, I tell you. You can't go in there. You'll be burned alive.
Connie!
We've got to get out of here, I tell you, and get out fast.
No, Bradley. Keep away from me. I'm not going. Connie! Connie!
All right, McGuire. I'm sorry to have to do this. My head has knocked you out, McGuire, but there is the only way. Get up over my shoulder. Now to get out of here.
American girl. You Connie McGuire?
Why, yes.
How did you know? How I knew. Come on. Your husband and Jungle Jim Bradley are in that burning hotel looking for
Bob's
you.
Bob's in there?
Oh, no, wait. Here they come.
Jim? Jim! Oh, that man's carrying Bob. He's hurt. Bob!
Oh, come back here. Jim, over here.
Where are you,
Bob? Right here, Jim.
Bob, my darling.
Oh, here, Lil. Give me a hand.
Oh, Bob, speak to me. What have they done to you?
Lil, who's this?
Connie McGuire, Jim, the girl you and he were after. I found her out here in the front.
I wish your husband and I had known where you were a few minutes ago, young lady. Would have saved an awful lot of trouble.
Oh, Bob.
Oh, now, don't worry about your husband. He'll be all right in a minute.
What's the matter with him, Jim? He doesn't seem to come around.
How was he hurt?
He wasn't hurt. When he rushed upstairs to look for you and couldn't find you, he went wild. I couldn't get it through his head that you weren't there. So I had to knock him out to get him out of the place.
Is that all that's the matter with him?
But he's unconscious.
Oh, don't worry. He'll come around all right, Mrs. McGuire. We ought to get him out of here, though, Lil.
Oh, yes, please, let's take him somewhere.
Back to our hotel, Jim. That's the place. We want to talk to him anyway.
All right, lead the way.
Oh, and there's a taxi cab on the corner. Here, let me help you.
No, that's all right. I can pick him up, Lil. You, there. Now, I'll lead the way.
Oh, do be careful.
I've got him.
Donna, help us here.
Yes, ma'am, Todd.
Help us get this man in your cab.
Yes, ma'am, Todd.
Now, you get in first, Mrs. McGuire.
All right.
There. That's it.
All right.
All right?
Yeah.
Oh, be careful of him.
There. All right, Lil. Now, that's it. Now, we'll take the two folding seats.
Sure.
All right, driver. Straight up the street. I'll tell you when to stop.
Yes, sir.
Oh. Connie, where are you?
Oh, right here, Bob. Oh, sweetheart, are you all right?
Connie!
Wait a minute.
Boy, you must have socked him, Jim.
To the fire. Connie!
I'm
Connie.
Right here, Bob. Bob, be quiet, darling.
Oh, what happened? Oh, my jaw. Feels as if I'd been kicked by a mule.
Well, you're half right, McGuire. Only it wasn't a mule.
Well, I'm sorry I had to do that, old man. You lost your head when you couldn't find your wife.
Oh, Connie, where are you? How did you get out?
I went out to mail a letter, Bob.
Thank heaven that you did. Where are we going now?
To our hotel, Dragon Inn.
Dragon Inn?
Oh, but that's where Father's staying.
That's right, and we're not going there, Connie. Bradley, I don't know who you are. I'll admit you saved my life. But I'm not going to let you take us back there. We had a hard enough time getting away before.
We're not going to take you back to O.P. Watts, if that's what you're thinking.
What?
Jim, I guess we better explain.
Yes, you're right, Lil. McGuire, I'm Jungle Jim Bradley, and this is Lily DeVril.
Bradley, did you say? And Mr. Real? Why, I saw your names in the English newspaper.
That's it. I remember. You're both members of the Secret Service.
No, you're wrong about that, McGuire. Mr. Real belongs to the service, but I'm a free agent.
But how did you find out about that map which I have and where we're headed? Remember you told me that you knew when we were at the hotel desk before the fire?
I was just coming to that. Mrs. McGuire, your father is the one who sent for us. too had read the newspaper accounts of our experiences in Upper Burma, and he wanted us to help him.
You mean that he wanted you two to stop me and bring Connie back to him?
Oh, you're wrong about that, McGuire. He was worried because he got a threatening letter. It said that both you and your wife would be killed if you attempted your expedition.
But I don't understand. No one knew we were going.
Oh, that's where you're wrong. At least one man knew. The silent one.
The silent one? Who is he, Bradley?
We don't know. All we know about him is that he's determined to stop you, and that he'll kill to do it.
You're right about that, Jim. Unless I'm wrong, McGuire, he's the one who set your hotel afire, probably in an attempt to destroy your map.
Oh, say, your map, McGuire. Have you got it?
Yes, it's safe, Bradley.
Oh, that's good. Well, we've told you how we found out about you. The reason we came to see you a few minutes ago was because we knew you were in danger.
Well, Connie and I are very, very grateful, but, well, since you're working with her father...
Now,
we...
wait, McGuire. I think you're a little hard on O.P. After all, Connie is his daughter. You can't blame him for being alarmed.
I suppose not.
Oh, stop here, driver, at the Dragon Inn.
Yes, sir.
McGuire, before we get out, we'll make a bargain with you. You and your wife can go to my rooms and rest. Mr. Vreel and I will call on your wife's father.
That's it, Jim. We'll lay the whole thing in front of him and see if we can't get him to let McGuire and his wife go on their expedition with his consent.
Right. Does that suit you, McGuire? We won't disclose the fact that you're here.
Let them try, Bob. After all, Dad might help us.
Well, all right, Bradley, we'll do it.
Good. Come on.
Several hours later, we find Jim and Lil talking together in a small tea shop near their hotel.
Well, hurry up, Jim. O.P. must be back in his rooms by now. And don't forget, those kids are waiting for you to come back.
Yes, I know, Lil. It's getting dark now. He's sure to be there.
Jim.
I hope that I did not startle you.
Jim, it's the silent one.
You are quite right, Manzaib. Will you permit me to join you?
Oh, so you're the silent one, are you? What are you doing here?
I should like to talk to both of you. I believe it will be to our mutual benefit.
We haven't anything to say to you.
You are wrong, Manzaib. I think that we three have much to talk about.
Wait a minute, Lil. Maybe he's right. Sit down.
Thank you, Saeb.
Now, my good friend, you might start by explaining the hooded cobra you sent Mr. Vreel this afternoon.
That was but a warning, Saeb.
Have you got the nerve to sit there and admit that you sent it? Jim,
wait,
I
Lil,
wish
wait,
you...
wait. Go on.
The cobra was but a warning. Death awaits if you fail to heed it.
Oh, you think so, do you? Now, let me tell you something.
I am not interested in what you have to say, Saeb. You will listen to me.
Wait a minute, Lil. Wait a minute.
The jewels of the Genghis Khan belong to my master, the Maharaja of Ibor. Death awaits any who attempt to find them.
That's very interesting. But how do you know that we planned such an attempt?
The American has sent for you. He wants you to accompany his daughter and her husband into the jungle.
That's where you're wrong. He wants us to prevent them from going.
Ah, then he is wiser than other white sahib who have been in the past. To go means death. You are to give me the map which you have. Then you and your friends will be allowed to go in peace.
What makes you think there is a map?
I know that it is in the hands of the young Sahib, McGuire.
Well, then why don't you go to him?
Wait, Jim. What would you say if I told you the map was lost in the fire which destroyed India House this afternoon?
I would say that you lied, Sahib.
Oh.
Bradley Sahib and young McGuire rushed back into the building and saved it.
Say, you don't miss much, do you? But you're crazy if you think we went in that burning building looking for a map. We went after McGuire's wife.
The silent one is not to be deceived. I have said enough.
You said too much. Now we're going to turn you over to the British authorities.
So, of what would you accuse me, Van Sahib? You can prove nothing.
He's right, Lil. It's his word against ours. Even the writing has disappeared from the notes. We haven't got a thing on it.
You are wise, Sahib. The silent one is not easily caught. Now, you will get the map for me?
I don't know of any map.
You have never seen it?
We don't even know what you're talking about.
If you speak the truth, you are fortunate. Otherwise, it might have been necessary for you to die. The map means certain death. And you will give that message to Sahib McGuire.
Wait. How will you know McGuire's decision?
By his action. The silent one has talked enough. My compliments, Sahib. Your servant, Mam Sahib.
Well, what do you think of that, Jim?
I think we're on the edge of the greatest and most deadly mystery that we've ever been involved in, Lil. And that if we're going to save the lives of Bob McGuire and his wife, we've got to act fast.
Well, what are you going to do?
First, we're going to warn him. Then we'll go see O.P. Watts and make a call on Colonel Scott.
Colonel Scott?
That's right. We're going to find out who the Maharaja of Ibor is. Come on.
Where do we go from there, Jim? What's your plan?
I haven't made any, Lil. But we can't let McGuire and his wife go into the jungle alone. Now, take a good look at the street as we go out.
I don't see anyone.
Just the same, I bet we're being watched.
Yeah.
Lil, the silent one tipped us off tonight. He's working for the Maharaja of Ebo. And we haven't any idea how many other agents are around us.
Well, we'll soon find out. Here's the hotel. Will there be any messages?
Well, we'll inquire later. The first thing to do is to get to my rooms and warn the McGuire's.
The lift is going up.
Take us to the fourth floor, boy.
Jim, I've just been thinking this over. The whole business is clear now. Somehow, this Maharaja...
Quiet. We'll talk about this later.
Lift us fourth floor.
Come on, Lil.
Well, here's the room. They're here anyway. There's a light shining through the transom.
Well, Kolu!
Kolu!
What are you doing here?
Tuan Jim, Missy Lil. Told you to take Kolu to Calcutta. Kolu come back fast as can.
Oh, but Kolu, where's McGuire and his wife? Didn't you see them?
Yes, see, Missy. They go as soon as it be dark.
What do you mean? Did they say where they were going?
They not say, Tuan. Kolu find them here. Tell them he Tuan Jim's boy. And so they go and leave note.
Did you say a note? Well, where is it?
Paper be on desk, Missy.
Here it is, Lil.
What does it say?
All right. Lil, listen to this. Dear Mr. Vreel and Mr. Bradley, we have decided to leave immediately. Do not attempt to follow us. Signed, Bob McGuire.
Oh, Jim, they've gone.
Exactly, Lil. And we're going to follow them before it's too late.
Will Jungle Jim be able to find Bob and Connie McGuire before it's too late? And will the Silent One follow them into the jungle? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in next Sunday's Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's Skippy, the Katzenjammer Kid, Jiggs and Maggie in Bringing Up Father, the page entitled Gags and Gals, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, The Little King, and Flash Gordon. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.